Dyer's Daily.
This is the episode for December the 5th, 2020. And it's the first episode post this year's series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And yesterday, hopefully, I posted the episode which described the final and who won it and all the other details that that go with that. But I'm going to let you in on a little bit of a secret, and it will become apparent because I'll probably be completely wrong. But I haven't actually seen the final yet at the time of recording. I'm actually recording this on the 19th of November. Now, why am I doing this? Well, I thought it would be funny if post the I'm a Celebrity final, I posted up an episode where I'd already recorded it weeks beforehand, and I gave my predictions as to what I thought would happen. And it's something I've thought of doing for other reasons anyway. So I thought this would be funny. So I've only seen, in this episode, I've only seen 4 episodes of the series. So we're only a few days in. What do I think is going to happen? Now, I realise for me, here on day 4, it is too early to call. And before anyone goes, there were 5 episodes by the 19th. Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's too early to call, I'm sure. But actually, I thought it was a good idea to give my prediction. So my prediction is that I reckon, after all the voting has taken place and after all of the trials and the coin challenge and everything has been done and all the chat, and hopefully there's been a little bit of friction, but I haven't seen any so far, but I reckon there is. There always is in the middle as people start to leave and the pressure ramps up. I reckon the top 3 at the moment you're listening, hopefully post the previous episode where I actually said who won, because I was there to watch it. I reckon the people that won was Jordan. I reckon he won. I reckon he won. The top 3 was probably Shane Ritchie, maybe Holly Arnold, and Jordan. And why do I say Jordan? Well, I think Jordan North has won I'm a Celebrity because by day 4 here, he's all over it. He is a complete legend. Everybody has fallen in love with him. Whether that has changed over the past couple of weeks or so remains, you know, I remain to see it. That might change. People might get bored of him. But I reckon he has won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I'm saying that on the 19th of November. And I reckon someone like Shane is in the top 3 somewhere. Maybe Mo Farah. There's a possibility of Mo Farah, but he was already extremely famous, and historically it's usually the ones that people have heard less about beforehand that go on to win it. So maybe Giovanna's in there somewhere, or maybe she was the first to go. Am I right? Well, I mean, for me, time will tell. For you, you already know. And yesterday, I said all of the results already. So I'm making an idiot out of myself, I'm sure. But I think Jordan North won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Am I right? I hope I'm right. So tomorrow, a completely new set of episodes, non-I'm a Celebrity related. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Dyer's Daily.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Dyer's Daily with me, Jamie Dyer. Please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. Also, check out me on social media. You can tweet at JamieDyer89 on Twitter or facebook.com/JamieDyer89 and like my page on there. Also, check me out on YouTube. Just type in Dyer's Daily and you'll find me. Bye-bye for now.